what happened? You guys' run defense has been so strong all season. What happened in that Cincinnati game?
We didn't execute the plays that was called. As a defensive leader, we take full responsibility and not executing. They had our card. A lot of the times, we'd be misaligned or run out of our gaps and things like that. And we're going against a good offense, they'd take advantage of that. So that was just us, not doing our job.
So how will it be easy to correct those errors
yes.
for this game?
Yep.
Well, Melvin Gordon will give you a test, though, right?
Yeah.
He's one of the better backs.
Yeah, Melvin is he's a great back. He knows how to find the seam, find a hole. Once he see it, he can explode through a gap. So we just got to make sure we play sound on our part and, do our job and every individual, be in their right space at the right time. So if we do that, I think we'll take care of ourselves.
Kirk, I know you guys got to turn the page and kind of erase the tape and all that.
Yeah.
Does that get harder and harder to do as the year goes on?
No, it don't. You have different games that, you may feel like, oh, I wish I could have this back. But I always tell guys, if you always dwell in the past, you're never going to move forward. So we have a thing called the 24-hour rule where you just, see what you did wrong, correct it, and then you just got to move on. That's just part of the game.
Chris, if you were with the Chargers, would that game last year be in your mind this week?
I'm pretty sure it's in some of their minds, but I don't think it'd be, something that's big. Every season is a new season. It's a new year, but it'll definitely be in the back of my head, that, hey, this is the team that beat us last year. And, you definitely want to forget that. But, like I said, it's a new team, a different year, so you kind of got to not think about that. Think of it as a new game.
Do they look like a different team on offense?
They're hot right now. They have 13. He's playing at a high level right now, Keenan Allen. Phillip Rivers, he's a smart quarterback. He's seen about everything that a defense can run. Their running game is solid. So they're doing some things well that they didn't do last year, especially, like I said, with Keenan back and things like that. They're explosive right now, and they're a hot team right now. So we got to make sure we do everything in our power to limit them and some of the good things that they do. And just go out there and prepare to win.
Still haven't fixed that kicking problem, though, it looks like.
Huh?
They still haven't fixed that
kicking
problem.
Yeah, I mean, I just focus on,
offense.
So.
Hey, Kirk, I know you made an impassioned speech following the game on Sunday. Was that spontaneous, and where did that come from?
I give a speech after every game.
Okay.
Just to, keep guys encouraged. I don't know if it was because I got a little emotional or whatnot, but I always have something to say to the team. Just, being a guy that's been here for a while and, being a guy that, a lot of the guys look up to, I have to be the one to go out there and, tell it how it is and make sure I lead by example and, show guys the right way to do it and to keep the fight going.
What kind of feedback do you get from guys afterwards?
the same feedback I get every week. Just keep leading us. We hear you out. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep staying together. And, it's just something I can commend about this group of guys. We all have a fight in us. And that's something that we take pride into, I just kept reiterating, the fight in guys. And they respect it.
But you turned up the volume a little bit, didn't you?
It's nothing different than I usually do. I don't think. It was anything that was, stood out or different than what I do every week. I always have a talk to the guys. Maybe it was a smaller locker room, so more people heard it or something. I don't know. But, I always give a speech out to the guys.
How difficult is it to get have guys keep listening when the team keeps losing?
How difficult is it for guys to listen?
Yeah, to not tune it out when they're losing just.
I think it's more so like what you're saying. You don't want to just be a guy that's just talking because then people will just, shut you out. So you got to be particular with what you're saying. And people want to hear the realness of situations and hear the realness in your voice. So when you talk to guys, you really tell them straight and you tell them how it is. And I don't think that they'll shy away from it or, block it out if you're talking truth and you're talking real. So.
Christian, how you watch the game too. You guys are in them, you know, third, fourth quarter. You're within a score or two. I think week three is the last time you guys were really in a deep, deep hole. Mm-hmm. But everyone, you know, seems to talk about we're close. We're just, you know, a player or two here or there. You're in the middle of it. How close, realistically, are you guys, or how close do you feel you are to getting over that hump?
I think we're closer than most people have us. If you just go and you watch the film, or you know, you kind of sit there and you pinpoint plays. Like for instance, I'm gonna talk for the defense side of the ball. You know, it'd be a lot of things going well, and then it'd just be a big play that you know happens in the game. And you backtrack and you look at it, and you say, "Well, man, like I wish I could have this particular playback. Then it could change the momentum of the game, or change the outcome of the game." So we're close. We just gotta make sure we eliminate the mistakes or the obvious plays that you know is. It's hurting us. So I think, you know, if we keep fighting and, you know, eliminate some of the big players, we'll be right there. I mean, if you look at the defense, you know, we're sitting right there in numbers-wise and stat-wise with other great defenses in the league. So it goes to show you, like, we got the players to do it and we got the scheme to do it. We just got to eliminate the big plays.
With as close as you guys are, do you think the return of Josh Gordon could be just enough to push you over the top into that victory?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a game-changing player. You know, it'll give guys an extra push and, you know, more veteran leadership in the receiver room and on the offensive side of the ball. I think is very helpful. You know, a guy like Josh, who, you know, was an all-pro receiver, you know, a guy that was, you know, one of the top receivers in the league, that's definitely something that's a bright side of, you know, having him back and, you know, having him as a weapon on the offense.
He hasn't played in 3 years in a regular season game. Can he still be looked at as game-changing?
Yeah. You know, when you're that type of player, you know, who's athletic as him, as talented as he is, you know, I have no doubt in my mind that he'll go out there just like he never left. I think that Josh is very dedicated to the game and dedicated to coming back and making sure he's the biggest spark that he can be, the best player that he can be. And I have full faith in him that he'll go out there and, you know, be the Josh Gordon that we all know.
As a leader on this football team, do you take it upon yourself to, you know, just check in with him or make sure he's doing okay or doing, you know, whatever he should be doing or anything like that?
For me, you know, Josh is a friend of mine, so I make sure, you know, each player is on the up and up. And with Josh, you know, sometimes you don't want to always just keep talking about that or keep reminding people of stuff like that. So you just have regular conversation, and you'll know whether he's on the up and up or not. You know, and that's with any teammate. You know, I look at all my teammates as my brothers, so I try to make sure everybody's, you know, doing the right thing, or you know, see how, you know, outside of football, how their life is going. That's with everyone. So and I look at Josh no differently. You know, he's another one of my brothers, so I keep up with him just like I keep up with everybody else.
Did you learn that from someone else that also did it here, like Joe Hayden or somebody like that? I mean, that kind of
I was around a lot of guys, you know, coming in my rookie year, you know, playing with, you know, Craig Robinson, Joe Hayden, Carlos Dansby, all those guys who are good guys in the locker room. And you just kind of sit back and you watch, you know, see how they interact with other players. And then just coming in college, you know, I was a captain in college, you know, so I kind of was the same way, you know, just getting in touch with guys on a more personal level. That way you can understand how they are personally and things like that, and that'll build more respect and more trust. So that's just kind of how I carry myself in the locker room, just to make sure I'm that guy that people can, you know, come talk to or, you know, just relax around.
Christian, the other day after the game, McCourty said that the thing he's telling young guys is one thing's for sure: when you're losing, changes are probably going to happen.
Yeah.
So he's encouraging everybody to put everything they can good on tape. Do you think about that, and do you think about trying to, I know you guys want to win for so many reasons, but Hugh being one of them, and, you know, like McCourty said, changes happen when wins aren't there?
Well, with the changes, you never know, you know, what's going to happen. And as a player, from a player standpoint, you know, you can't really think about that. You got to control what you can control, and that's your play on the field and what you put on film. I always tell guys, you know, everything will happen, like, and it's not in your control, you know. No matter what happens in, like, the front office, no matter what happens with, you know, players switching teams, you know, you can't control it. All you have to do on your end is just put your best foot forward and, you know, play your best football and put your best game on film, and everything else will take care of itself. Once you start thinking about too many other things and, you know, thinking about the changes and all that stuff, you know, that clogs your mind, you know. It gets you less away from ball. So I just talk to guys and say, you know, just go out there and play football. You know, don't worry about the changes. Don't worry about what's going to happen next season, because, you know, we still got games ahead of us right now. And, you know, especially with a young guy, you don't want them thinking about that, because that's going to slow them down, or they're going to start panicking, or, you know, getting nervous and things like that. And that's the last thing that you want them to, you know, think about. But what Jason said, you know, it's true, you know, that change is going to happen. But from a player standpoint, you really can't think about that.
He said he doesn't want you guys to worry about him.
Yeah.
What does that say about him?
You know, he was a great guy. He was a great coach. I love playing for Hugh. You know, this organization has done me well. So, you know, when Hugh says something like that, you know, he's doing his job as a coach, and we're doing our job as a player. And, you know, everything else will just work out for itself.